This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all, Abdullah Oduro. Many of us now, I mean, even before this, we knew that we as human beings have a deficient nature. And it's very important for us to always remember that in all aspects of our life, even the way that we think and our opinions, and to know that our opinions will never be fact. And the only fact that we can assure initially is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and what branches off of that that conforms and complies with that message from either that or the sunnah of the messenger and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because sometimes you may see things in life from other people that may not associate themselves with God, even from their manners or from positions that they may have, and we may not realize that it coincides with Islam, or that it coincides with Islam but they don't believe that Islam is the motivating factor behind what they are doing. Or we see something good and we see that Islam presents something else, and we don't associate Islam as the reason for that when it comes to our position. It's important for the Muslim to know that Islam has a solution for everything, whether generally, directly, or indirectly. And that's important for us to ask the people of knowledge if we do not know. The problem is with our ignorance, not with the blueprint of the Sharia or the way that Islam has brought it forth. In the 15th juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter number 17, verse 9, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam wa yubashshiru al-mu'minina alladhina ya'maluna as-salihati anna lahum ajran kabira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that verily this Quran guides to that which is the most upright. It's the most upright. Aqwam. And as he mentions here, aqwam is the superlative form, the best. Meaning that there may be other ways of guidance for us to follow in this life. But know that whatever the Quran orders you or recommends you to follow, it is the best. And the best meaning that you may not know that yet, but you will eventually know. Or it is the most upright, your akhlaq, the way that you carry yourself as a woman, the way that you carry yourself as a man, choosing to get married as opposed to dating, for example, right? These elements of fasting, for instance. Now that we're discovering fasting has so many benefits, the Quran has spoken about that, and Islam has practiced that for a long time. If we make an analogy with different ways of financial transactions, ways that we live with our families, ways that we raise our children, our position on certain things in science, science in and of itself, know that Islam in the Quran guides to the best way and the most upright way, that which gives justice to the one that has created all of these ways. And he gives glad tidings to the ones that do the actions of good. الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. The actions of good. And the actions of good are definitely that which coincides with the message of the Quran. And for them is a great reward. So remember, brothers and sisters, that throughout the times of people that we may face and may be mesmerized by, the yardstick should be what is what they are doing in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does not mean that what they are doing is bad. It may be good, but it, depending on what they're doing, may be confined to the dunya. But for us, if we have that action and do that action of good and have the intention to please Allah, the reward is much greater. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that struggle to learn the message of the Quran, for verily that is the best way for us to live our lives. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.